Have a good show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yep, here we go.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Well, hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse. We are here on Christmas Eve, and I thank you all for listening. We really appreciate you. And I am here with my lovely co-host, Mr. Laurence Birch. Hello,
bonjour, bonjour. Feliz Navidad. And salutations to all of our Quebecois friends who listen on Blog Talk Radio. How you say Merry Holiday in Francais? I don't know. I don't speak French. Sorry. That's the extent of what I can do. I'm a Spanish speaker, but.
Oh, you're fluent?
I try. What's that?
I asked if you were fluent Spanish.
I'm just kind of fluid. I'm just fluid in general.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. That's all right.
Let's just stop there. Don't go any deeper.
I think we're equally fluent in French.
Oh, come on. In French? Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Parlez-vous français?
Parlez-vous un petit peu, aber nicht sehr gut. Oh, that's German. Oh, well. See, I speak like Alsace-Lorraine. French, so it's like we're, you know, sometimes it's in German possession, sometimes it's in French possession, so I tend to, you know, mix them up. That's my excuse.
Okay.
Anyway, how are you, kind sir?
I am good.
Yeah.
I am happy we're doing a show today, and we're doing it early, so everybody else can be with their family. Yeah.
Right.
So what are you doing for Christmas? Do you do anything for Christmas with your family or friends, or do you have a tradition?
Well, thank you for asking, Michael. I appreciate your concern and interest. You're always so considerate. As a matter of fact, you may know that my family tradition is to get together, my sister, my mom, and I, and make holiday cookies for everybody.
Mm.
So, yeah, I made some special ones this year with lemon and the spice called mace in them. Not nutmeg, but mace.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
I made some brownies, not the special kind, but just some holiday brownies. And some special anatomically correct reindeer for my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I've been shopping those around, everybody. I've got deliveries to make after the show. And then tomorrow, my mom and I are getting together. I'm going to make a tapas-inspired meal for us to enjoy together. And we're going to go up to the family cemetery plot just north of us in Salem and put some flowers on everybody's grave from the family and do that kind of thing. She likes to do that.
Oh, nice.
That's our routine. So how about you?
Nice.
Senior, what's your plan tomorrow?
Tonight we're getting together to make tamales. Tamale assembly
You're
party.
You're going to send me some, right? You're going to send me some. My mom said she was going to make tamales. You're going to send me some? And some pickles.
Yeah.
You haven't sent me any escabeche in a while.
I know. I haven't made any in a while. And, tomorrow we all get together and we order Chinese food. We usually go to a restaurant, but because of the pandemic, we're ordering in.
Smart.
And then we're all going to get together again, and tamales on Sunday. So.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
Tamales are my favorite.
I have eaten so many carbs this last couple of weeks. Oh, my God, I feel sick. Yeah, I don't feel that great eating all the carbs.
Uh-oh.
But all the sugar and the tamales and the pan dulce and the soda. It's all sitting in front of me.
Wow.
Like saying, eat me.
Man, right?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Holidays are hard.
Yeah.
Well, yep. Spirit is granting you a special dispensation, so you're going to be fine.
Yes, I asked my guides. I was like, okay, after Christmas, that is it. We're getting back on the train. And
that's right.
No more carbs. Yeah.
Cups. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Well, you got to, you know, the Greeks like to say, moderation in all things, including moderation. So. There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what's our topic of discussion, Senor?
We are going to talk about manifesting, especially manifesting for the new year. Yeah, I think it's important, you know.
Why?
A lot of us do holiday, you know, we have traditions, right, around the holidays with our family, our friends. And I think it's important to do the same thing with manifesting what we want in our lives and actually manifesting our lives. You know, we're a big part of this, and I believe it's truly important that we start doing this. I remember way back, like prior to, I guess it's all been a spiritual journey, but I'll just call it pranic healing.
Okay.
I used to go to a very religious Christian church, and I remember somebody came there once, and she was praying for me. I think she was like this secret closet spiritual person, and she told me, she goes, "Well, you know, there's like this no God in the sky with this beard in your life." She said, "You're in charge of it. This is your responsibility." Yeah. And it was like a punch in the gut to me. And
really?
At first it angered me. It really pissed me off.
Really?
Like, how dare you say that? And, I didn't vocalize that. It was all internal. But then after, you know, and then pranic healing came to me, and then the doors to the church just kind of were blown off their hinges, and the spirituality started to become apparent. And that's when I really found out about manifesting and us creating our reality and our lives. And it just blew my mind. And so it's been one of those things that's taken me a while to really maybe, one, get comfortable with, but also being consistent with it. And how do we make this a practice and not just thoughts in my head, right? How do I manifest all this?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
I like how honest you were about having that reaction at first, right? Almost like a defensive thing. Like you're like, "How dare you tell me your truth? It totally jumps the fence for my truth, and now I have to think. I hate doing that." You know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I just thought, you know, God directed everything. That we were kind of like a pawn, and God was gonna direct our lives, and we just kind of, he said. And now I see that's not the way it is. I think there is a plan. I don't think God directs it all the time. I think God does direct it on some level.
Uh-huh.
But the soul is responsible for that. You know,
sure.
We sign that contract when we come down to this earth.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a co-creation kind of thing too, in my viewpoint, right? Like, we don't have all the answers, even when we're just our soul essence. So, you know, we're a community, basically. And we solicit advice.
Right.
We solicit opinions. That's this, you know. What do you think makes sense? What do you think makes sense? Well, why don't you, you know, come back as a fat, ignorant shaman and see what happens. So here I am, you know.
just wanted to use the show here and talk about what we can do to begin manifesting what we want or how to direct our life. Right? I guess because when I hear a lot about manifesting, it's about acquiring things, bringing in things. But I'm starting to get, I guess, maybe a wider view of that, and it's more about how I want my life to be. It's a bigger picture, I think. It's not just about manifesting stuff and people, but how I want my life to be, how I want to live.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So I have a few things I've written down here that
you
I want
did.
To cover. So if you have anything,
wow.
please just jump right in.
Okay, I will. You know me, I'm not shy.
I know. Yeah, I'm aware. Thank you.
I like that you said that. That was so sincere.
Absolutely. All right. So the first thing, you know, that I think is really important is to write stuff down. I think that's just kind of basic, right? And you hear a lot of that with manifesting talks and teachers that talk about it, writing. Writing it down is very important. And also, too, I think what's really important is not to write it down in a computer, but to physically handwrite it in a book. The process of writing something down physically, energy comes out of the body and goes into the paper. It infuses in that ink in the paper. And so that's really important. It doesn't happen when we type stuff into a computer. So writing stuff down is very, very important.
That's so old school.
Yeah. I know, it is. But it works. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And to also make this a part of a daily practice, a daily spiritual practice, a routine where you go back and you reread your goals, your desires for your life. A lot of the time, you know, we can write stuff down and then we forget it and we move on.
Mm-hmm.
We have to keep reviewing that, and I think that's really important. And also, as we move and we move a long time, we go through time, these goals can change in any way, shape, or form, right? We can totally remove something completely, or we can make a slight change to something. So that's important, too, that they, as we go back and review them and read them, you know, make sure that those goals are in alignment with what we want. And a lot of the time, you know, our desires change. So that's important that we update them as well. Another thing that's important with writing stuff down is to visualize what we want. That's a huge part of it, is to really see yourself. And so say, because we get a lot of people calling in, right? When am I going to get my new job? And what's important is to be able to visualize yourself in that new position, whether it's in the same company or at a different company or a new, word I'm looking for, just popped out of my head.
Like a position?
A new position. You know, even a whole new, I keep saying department in my head. I don't know why that's there.
It's all good.
But something totally different. Yeah. You know, if you want to be a cook or a chef, for, you know, from an accountant, make that switch. Something in a whole
sure,
new, different genre. Yeah. But you have to start seeing that and visualizing it. And that's really important. And really see that place that you want to work. If you already have a company in mind, visualize yourself in that company. Even visualizing your boss. What is your boss like? You know, we have to really think about all the details. Not every, all of them, but, you know, the stuff that does come to mind. Visualize as much of it as you can. I think that's important. Yeah.
So I got a question. Why do you think that is why do you think that visualization part, you know, where you're harnessing your imagination and your creativity to drive your future pathway, let's call it. Why do you think that is such an important part of the manifestation process, Mr. Espinoza?
I believe it's because it's part of who we are. We're not just, we just don't think. We think, we see, we feel, and also we know, right? There's all those different aspects of us. And I think to fine-tune something or really understand it, it's important to utilize all the senses in bringing that forth. What do you think?
No, yeah, the senses part, right? So, I mean, we talked on the show, you know, past show when we focused on the different clairs, you know, like clairaudience and clairsentience, clairvoyance and all that. I think you even brought up on a show not that long ago, what is it, clairnosience? I don't know, you know, when you can smell stuff even, and that's a psychic sense. But,
I'll
go ahead. Is that what it is? An ailer info? But I talk about this with my shamanic students, you know, in the beginning, because for most people, getting into shamanism is very tentative at first because we've been conditioned to deny our imaginations, right? And as children, we're always told, oh, that's just your imagination. That imaginary friend is just in your imagination. But when my students show up for the first day, you know, my intention is to help them, first of all, get over that falsehood, and also to start to begin learning how to harness their imagination, because your imagination, like Einstein said, creativity is where it's at. The imagination is what fuels everything, right? Even the most scientific discoveries have their start in imagination or dreams or other aspects of our being that are really kind of mystical in their origins. And you know, I think when you want to have something in your life that isn't there in the moment, whether it's a relationship or, like you were talking about, you know, different employment or financial success, you know, whatever. If you can't visualize it, how are you going to recognize it? You'll miss it.
Right.
You know, powerful conceptualizing it, you know, because you're essentially making a thought form about that experience or event, and it's going to be ahead of you for you to reach at some point in the future, let's say, to inhabit, right? If that's not too weird to think about. But we're always co-creating all the time. It's powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's so important. And also too, I think you brought up a good point here where what's really important is to get to know the thing that we do want, as opposed to the thing that we don't want. Because most of the time, we know all too well the thing that we don't want, right? This past relationship, right? The breakup with my boyfriend, I don't like that. Or maybe you didn't even break up with him. You're still with him. And, right, I want anything but this. Or your job. I hate this job. Well, what do you want? I don't know. Just anything but this. But it's, you know, the important thing here is we're the co-creator, like you said, Lawrence, and we have to tell the universe what we want. And also it's important because the guides help in this process and they're like, well, where do you want me to bring you to? Where do you want me to lead you to? And you're like, well, I don't know. I just hate this thing. Okay, and?
Right, exactly.
Do you want to go to New York? Do you want to move to New York? Do you want to move to Minnesota? I don't know. I just hate living in California. Okay,
right.
We got
that's
that already. Right. So, yeah, using all the senses is important, which brings me to the next sense, which would be to feel. And when we go through the process of reading our goals and visualizing it, also feel it as well. You have to feel. That is the important, one of the most important things in this, is feeling this thing that you want. Mm-hmm. Feeling yourself in this new relationship or in a relationship with somebody who just adores you and cares for you and respects you and adores all that. You have to feel it. And, you know, there's a lot of people that talk about this, especially Greg Braden, who's, I think, wasn't he like a physicist or something like that? Mm-hmm. He's a scientist of some sort. But anyway, he, you know, he says this is the most important thing, that the heart is the key that unlocks a lot of these, the desires, the things that we want. You know, we have to match the vibration of that thing that we want. And that's what part of this is, using all the senses to do that.
You know, did you have more to say? Because you're on a roll there.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, before we get to the callers here in a few minutes, The other thing about, there's two things that I was, you know, inspired to talk about from what you were talking about, Michael. This is great. It's just like, I love it when we have the spiritual ping pong, like you're doing something, you're saying something, and then it just sets off something equally brilliant in me, and we just go back and forth. The other aspect is what you're really talking about by taking all these steps is a commitment, right? You're demonstrating to yourself first, to whatever your desire is next, and to your guides or whoever you're reaching out for on that level, that you're committed to this enough to put energy and time and effort into visualizing it to begin with, you know? I mean, it's really powerful, right? People will do things like set their intention to have a dream about what they want, or they'll get really creative. You know, we'll do stuff in classes where you draw something, you paint it, or you create a model, or, you know, you do something where you're not just like, oh, I sure wish I had that, you know, and then it's like, okay, well, that was the weakest possible message you could send out because there's no force behind it. It's like the difference between sending up a signal flare that every ship at sea can come and get over and go, hey, what was that? And waving your hand and hoping somebody on the horizon is going to pay attention, right? You have to really invest in your desire if that's what you want. And then I think the other key component, and you kind of touched on this earlier, is, you know, when you talked about going back and refining things because it can change or it can change as you evolve or different things come up or fine-tune it, you're working with it. It's kind of almost like a living, breathing thing in a sense, this project.
Absolutely.
You have to release. You have to let it go, right?
Yep.
You have to let the universe play with it like a medicine ball and bring it back to you. And then you have to be receptive, right? Because how many times have you had clients, and I've done this myself, where the universe, you've done the manifestation, you've done your work, great. You've committed to it, great. You've released it, super. And the universe has actually responded. But it didn't respond in exactly the way you wanted. It responded in the way you needed, you know? Because there's that, I love that old, you know, it's a, maybe a slur to use this term, but gypsy curse, right? You know, you get what you want, right? Because most of us don't really know what we want. And if we really did get what we wanted, our lives would be completely turned upside down, right? But when you get what you need from the universe, right, when you get what you need, it can sometimes be difficult to recognize that because it doesn't match up with what you think you need or what you wanted, right? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
You have to be receptive. You have to be receptive,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not be attached to what your vision is.
And I think that's a really good point because a lot of the time I see clients and sometimes they're a little pissed off because they're not getting exactly the way they wanted it to. But the universe is saying, no, just be open enough, receive this because there's something else here that's better. And we don't know that all the time. And so, you know, and I was part of that in the beginning, you know, where I needed it my way, darn it, and it better happen this way. And if it doesn't happen, I don't want it. But I see it's kind of like I let it go enough to where, okay, I put it out there, and whatever comes, that's the way it needs to happen. And I just wait, and it will reveal itself. And then it's kind of like, okay, got it. Thank you for the wisdom.
Yep.
I didn't see this. Yeah.
By the same token, you know, I will say, if the universe really isn't serving you up what you think you're ready for or what you deserve or even what you want, because you should get what you want sometimes, maybe most of the time if it's in alignment with what your higher purposes or your needs actually are, you have the total right to say, you know what? Swipe left or right or whatever it is. I don't swipe, so I don't know what the direction is. I think swipe right, you know.
Right.
No, I like that. Mm-hmm. You can be appreciative. You can even be receptive and say, okay, this is good, and I have gratitude, and or however, I would like it to be, you know, a yellow car instead of a, you know, chartreuse color or whatever your deal is, you know. You can do that. You can work with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to engage, right? It's not a passive process by any means. That's the thing I think that gets me the most when clients are like, well, why isn't this happening? Well, what have you done? Well, I haven't. It's just supposed to show up. I'm like, well, kind of doesn't really work like that, you know? Sorry. you know, you have to create space for it, and that's your work, you know?
Right.
Constantly reminding people, you have to work too. Like, the spirits don't do this stuff for free.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about karma for two sessions, so, you know.
Right. Well, you know, this is brings me actually to another point, which is, you know, that thing that we want is the thing that we need to give.
Right? Ooh,
and
I like
that.
Say that again.
That thing that we want is the thing we need to give.
And why does
I learned
that
from my teacher, Master Choa, because this is the law of the universe. What we give is what we're going to receive. So if you're looking for love, you need to start being loving and give love to people, whether they
and
ask
yourself.
It or not, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Right? And
so
it starts right there. Starts at home.
Golden rule.
Right?
Golden
if you
rule.
Want money, you need to start giving money. You need to be generous with your money. You know, and that doesn't mean you give everything away, but you figure out your budget and like, okay, I can give this amount. I'm going to start giving money.
It's
and
a
it
flow.
Comes back.
It's a change. Yep.
Yeah.
It's not stagnant.
Exactly.
It has to move. You have to have action. Movement is what brings things to you. Stagnancy is what blocks you off in the world. Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's so great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the universe will say, hey, you know, you want to wall off, you don't want to give, you don't want to, you know, be generous, you don't know how to love yourself. Why should we do all the work to fix all that for you when you're demonstrating absolutely no commitment to those ideals?
Right.
What's in it for the universe, right? Nothing. So, I mean, you know.
And
right?
yet it, and yeah, but yet it always helps us. It's always there to assist us all the time.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah, well, because the universe is a loving universe. That's what everything runs off of, love. If it's not loving, it's not going to go very far. Sorry, just not.
Yeah.
That's how it works. bad hit? Dude, I told you not to take bong hits on the air anymore, Michael. At least get a vape pen, buddy.
Right.
Do you need me to Heimlich you through the power of radio?
I'm good. Thank you.
Wow. All right. Did you choke on some Los Angeles air?
I know. Our air is clean today. It's beautiful.
Wow.
We got a lot of rain, but cleaned everything up.
You're welcome.
So we're
You're
good.
Welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So we have a bunch of callers. You want to go to the phones?
Let's do that, yeah. But maybe you need a drink of water first.
No more water.
Okay.
All right. So let's go to the phone. Let us know your name, where you're calling from, and what you're manifesting, or if you want to give that up. Let us know what you're trying to manifest next year and what your practice is. All right. So here we go. What your process is for that, for manifesting. So the first caller
can we
is
call it,
area code
Michael?
33.
Can we start calling it personifesting so it's not gender oriented? It's always man this and man that.
You can call it that. Okay. I'm going to call it manifesting.
Fine.
All right. Here we go. So area code 330. Hello, 330. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Leslie from Kansas.
Hi, Leslie. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's really warm today.
Really?
Yay.
Yes, I'm here on a Christmas Eve.
Are you wearing a
All
bikini?
Right.
How warm is it?
It's in the 60s.
Wow, you are wearing
a
bikini. Holy smokes. That's nice.
Yeah. So what are you trying to manifest this year or next year, Leslie?
I'm personifesting getting a new job working in a college and university, helping undergraduate college students, and I'm confident about it.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the process. How's it been going?
Yeah, a lot of interviews, a lot of research,
yeah,
and preparation.
Yeah. Okay. And?
Yeah, you
Have you been enjoying that part of the process?
I'm enjoying the process, but it's time-consuming.
Yeah, how so?
Yeah, with the amount of time I spend tailoring cover letters and the preparation sheets that I do for each interview,
mm-hmm,
and a lot of practice time.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Leslie. You know, just being objective about your own process, which and yourself, which is difficult sometimes. Do you think there's something that you're doing or not doing that is preventing you from acquiring the position that you've been, you know, looking for? I know you've been looking for a while, right? Is there something different that you could or could not be doing, or
yeah,
what comes to mind?
Because I know what it is. I'm not being objective and being proactive in my interview responses since I was being reactive.
Ooh, I like it. Tell me more about that. What do you mean by that?
In one of my recent interviews, I wasn't being proactive enough and being transparent in my first question responses, which tend to be the general questions, but they tend to be behavioral questions.
Are you trying to protect something?
No, I was trying to protect my neurodivergency, but I realized I have to be more open about it.
I love that phrase. So what does that mean to you? Because it's different for everybody, right? But I'm really encouraged by your willingness to, you know, identify yourself that way. That takes a lot of courage, my friend.
Yeah. It's all about, because I have to be me.
You do. I agree. So who are you when you're being at your most neurodiverse? What does that look like if I was to interact with you in a job interview, let's say?
Yeah. Is that because in layman's terms, I learn and process the information differently from other people who are not neurodivergent.
Got it. So can you give me an example?
I can't think of an example off the top of my head, but when I learn and research the information about different student files differently, it takes me a lot longer to formulate questions and come up with good responses with the students.
Okay. So here's my suggestion, right? I love that you're, you know, and I'm going to use this phrase because it sounds kind of appropriate, but you can take it or leave it. I love that you're coming out of the closet about your neurodiversity and you're ready to embrace it and you're ready really to honor it and just be who you are, because that is the most powerful thing we can do in our lives, is to embrace, once we know who we are, is to embrace who we are and just be that person, right? And that's
right.
A beautiful thing. No matter what happens with your employment, nobody can ever take that away from you, Leslie. Only you can give up that power, right? So
right.
The next thing then is think about how you want to reframe who you are for somebody who doesn't know who you are or doesn't understand who you are. Or doesn't even know what the term, they've never maybe even heard of the term neurodiversity. Or when they hear it, they think, oh, that's weird, or they're frightened or scared or whatever, right? So you know, when you just said it takes you more time to come up with a response for a student, what I hear as an interviewer is maybe something like, oh, okay, well, that means that, you know, Leslie might, you know, take more time than I know how to deal with, because he's, you know, not like somebody I've hired before. So what you want to do is you want to reframe every attribute you have that you maybe consider to be challenging, let's say, or even different, as a positive, right? As something beneficial, as something that you're bringing as an asset to this work experience. And I'll give you an example from what you said. So you said it takes you longer to do stuff. What that really says to me in this reframing idea, right, is you're very, very thoughtful. Think about what the student's needs and interests are, right? And you don't respond off the cuff, you know, you don't respond spontaneously. You really process in a deeper fashion because you want to give the student the best answer possible. See how that's different? It's not really, it's the same factual information, but it's you putting a different take on it so it can be absorbed and received in a way that really allows the interviewer to see you in the best possible light. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Good. So give me an example while we're talking to you. Tell me something about yourself that maybe you have a hard time being objective about in that neurodiverse universe you live in, but that we can reframe into a positive asset. Let's try that. Think about
it.
Come up with something. Take your time. No rush.
I understand you are still deciding on what areas you want to go as an arts and sciences major. I'm willing to listen, and I'll be thoughtful with you. And we'll work on finding any specific classes that fit your skill set.
And the student's going to hear that and go, oh, wow, this is a guy I really want to connect with because he gets me, right? Yeah. So, I think you've got the skill set to do whatever position comes your way. I think you've got more than enough abilities. You know, we haven't talked about your experience, but I'm sure that's part of it. But I think all you need to do is really sit down and take some time. And like Michael and I have been saying about manifestation, maybe even write some of this out, or, you know, if you record, if that's easier for you, or, you know, if you have a friend you can work with and bounces off of, so much the better, who can play the interviewer and help you really ground this concept in. So when you get to that place where you get asked those questions, you don't freeze up. It's very natural, Leslie. But think about everything you bring to the job that's in that neurodiverse category and turn that into an asset. Like another one I can think of is people who are like you that recognize the world in a different way, who have a neurodiverse perspective, you're going to be able to speak their language that nobody else can. And that's huge, because it's not like there's just a handful of you guys out there. There's a whole spectrum of people out there who are, you know, embracing their neurodiversity, and you will be the go-to guy for that. And that's a wonderful thing, right?
Right.
Yeah. So how does this feel? Is this helpful, this conversation, or what do you think?
It's really helpful, because I probably won't have another interview, first or second, until after the holidays. And because I won't know the fate of any of my first round interviews until after the holidays.
Yeah.
But I feel confident.
Nice. What do you think while we're jabbering back and forth about all this, Michael? Is anything coming up for you for Leslie, or what's your perspective, my friend?
The thing I would just like to add here, because I'm in alignment with what you were telling Leslie, is Leslie, I think because what I see in front of me, I keep seeing two and three. And so it feels to me like there's two or three options for positions. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Jobs?
Yeah, because one of the positions I interviewed for was at my alma mater in Akron, Ohio this week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the thing I would suggest to you is really if there's one that, or maybe even two, that you're really leaning towards, I would suggest that you begin to start visualizing yourself working there. In a position, you're a teaching position. I'm assuming that's what you're going for, correct?
No, it's more of a counseling advising. It's more of a counseling advising position.
Okay.
Working with undergraduate college students.
Okay, so imagine yourself in that position, counseling the students, helping them out. Feel that, and start to visualize yourself in the position and also receiving the pay. And if there, you know, also too, if there were people that you along through this process that you really liked, you know, visualize yourself interacting with them as well. Could be a new boss maybe who interviewed you and you really connected with that person. Visualize yourself interacting with that person. Okay?
Yeah.
Really start to see and feel yourself in that position. And be grateful for it. Offer gratitude for that position. And, we have to start aligning ourselves with that energy. And so that's the only thing that I would add there. But beyond that, I'm hearing that you are going to get something new, and it feels like it's towards the beginning of the year, and I'm getting maybe March around there.
Yeah, but it could be sooner.
It could be, yeah, but I keep seeing three, March. So, you know, maybe that's when your first day you start, you know. I mean, we're almost done here in December. So January and February are going to go by really quickly. So, you know, maybe they're going to offer you the position and then your start date and by the time you move or whatever. But I keep getting March. So that's what I'm getting. Do you have anything to add to that, Lawrence?
No, I think we covered, you know, the bases we needed to with Leslie. And I'm so happy to hear from him. And I'm glad he's getting some nice warm weather there in the heartland. That's a little holiday bonus for him.
And we're wishing you all the best, Leslie. I can't wait to hear back from you. The great job you're going to get.
Thank you, guys. You have a great
brother.
Holiday
All right.
season.
Be well.
We definitely
you
will.
Too.
You too, my friend.
Have a good one.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Be well.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah. All right. Well, it sounds like he's got it all going on there, right?
Yeah. I love that he's embracing his uniqueness. That is powerful, powerful medicine. So good for him.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You ready for another caller?
Let's hit it. Let's do this.
All right. So here we go. Area code 951. Hello, 951. What's your name and where are you calling from? Bonjour.
Thank you for calling you.
Bonjour.
I'm sorry?
Nathaniel.
Hello?
From California.
Oh, hey.
Hi,
how are you, bud? Sacramento? Are you from Sacramento? Is that right?
Yeah, you got it.
I remember you. How you doing, man?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
We're all right. I mean, I can't speak for Michael because he's his own man, but he seems to be in a good place, so we'll let's hold that vision for him. Let's manifest that. What can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to see what you are seeing for me. I'm looking for a new job. I may want to move out of Sacramento. I'm not sure, but kind of really at the end of a year and end of a cycle, I suppose.
Sure. Have we talked about you maybe relocating before?
I can't remember. I don't think so, but
okay. I'm going to ask you maybe one or two questions. You mind me doing that? Okay. If I had to ask you right now, because you know this is kind of our theme for today's show is manifesting. If I had to ask you about the place you'd like to move, what comes to your mind right off? What's your first choice? If you could have any place in the world, would you move to Mars if you could live there, or downtown Los Angeles to be close to Michael because he's such a sweet guy, or where would you go?
Probably right next door to Los Angeles, Orange County, you know, like
Fullerton. Oh, my God. You're going to move to the O.C.? Wow. Okay. Now we're getting specific. Where in the O.C.? You want to be by the beach, or you want, like, Santa Ana and all the culture there, or how specific?
Either like Costa Mesa or Fullerton or Tustin.
Okay.
Those are the areas I've lived in those cities before, so.
Good.
Yeah, so that's where I grew up, so it's really familiar.
Oh.
I've been up at Sacramento for 3 years now, and I'm
done.
I'm really not liking it.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, in honor of our theme, I want you to get with this. Okay? So, and I want you to, you know, you can do it right now if you have pen and paper, but definitely right after the show while it's still feverish in your brain. I want you to write down exactly where you want to move. If you have an address or even a street, or since you're really familiar with that area, whatever, you know, comes to mind, like be by a park, if you draw, you know, whatever you can do to really energize the manifestation process, that's the recipe of success for you and really for everybody. So write down exactly where you want to go in Orange County. Write down everything that comes to mind that you want to have there, you know, if it's a house, if it's an apartment, if you want to have a parakeet, you know, whatever. More details is always better, right? That's your job. And then I want you to take that piece of paper and do you have a way of printing anything? Do you have access to a copier or a printer that's close by? It's not a pain.
No.
To do?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay. So, but you can write stuff down? Is that still going to work?
Yes.
Okay, so I want you to here's what I want you to do. I'm going to give you a little ritual to do because sometimes this really energizes things. So I want you to write down your, you know, specific location, Orange County. Just pick one. And then I want you to write everything about it that you have to have, five things at least. okay? And I want you to make a copy of that. Same thing. So, you know, maybe you write for 5 minutes on one piece of paper, all the stuff, and another 5 minutes. You know, don't make it something that's going to be a barrier. Keep it simple. So you got these two copies, right? The one copy that you're going to keep, you put in a place where you see it every day. So you have to pass by it, energize it. You know, like Michael was saying earlier, if you need to add something or change it, you're free to do that. But you need to see it every day, and you need to work with it and put it in your consciousness that this is going to happen, like it's inevitable, right? Like nothing's going to stop you from moving, okay? And you take this other copy that you have, and I want you to burn it. And what that does is that symbolizes the releasing of that desire to the universe. So it shows you're not attached to it, that you're doing the work to help it come into being. Does that make sense, all of that?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you do that? Is that practical, or do we need to tweak it, your plan of success?
You know, I'm just probably, you know, you need to burn it? Can you rip it up, or is it to put in the freezer?
Is ripping it up easier for you? Would that make more sense?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay, yeah, rip it up and recycle it. Disperse that energy, right? Let that energy just go out into the universe and do its thing for you, and then see what happens.
Okay.
Michael, you want to modify something, or you have some info for our fine Sacramento, soon to be Orange County friend?
The thing that I'm getting is I think you need to do some more work in terms of thinking about where you want to move to and the type of job you're looking for. I don't think that's fully the energy's not forming enough yet there. Have you contacted some companies down here or recruiters?
I've been looking for jobs up here and all over, you know, but just haven't really been getting any leads. Not sure what's going on. I asked somebody last week, and they said they didn't even see me getting a job here, so they're not really, or, you know, there's nothing that you saw. So I'm not sure if
the cycle's got to end right now.
First. She thought the cycle might have to end first we're in there, so.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think take the suggestion that Lawrence gave you and start writing stuff down. So if you want it down here or if you want it up there where you are, but start really starting to look at this more clearly and figure out what it is that you want. Okay?
It would be great to get a job offer down there. So, you know, I would just have to worry about a place to stay, you know, because I'm really feeling uncertain about all this, which is not good. The lady that said you felt confident, I know that's what you're supposed to be feeling.
I'm just going to keep going back to you got some more work to do here. Okay? Write stuff down, visualize it, and really think about what it is that you want.
Okay.
Can I jump
all
in
right,
with one
sir.
Quick last thing?
Yeah,
Michael,
yeah.
Do you mind?
Go right ahead, please.
So I'm just gonna leave you with this. You know, Michael made a good point, and I'm pleased you're receptive to our ideas. You know, what Spirit's telling me, and this isn't meant as a personal critique, this is just behavioral, so don't at all take it personally, because it's not, okay? You really need to get active about this. If you want this to happen, this move and the new position and finding a place, you're the one who really needs to energize this. And my spirits are telling me you're a super nice guy. Like you would give the shirt off your back to, you know, somebody you never met. you need to take that same generosity and recycle that back on yourself. And the generosity needs to be, I'm being too passive about this and I need to really get active. Like, I need to make this more important than you know, eating and breathing kind of activity, right? And you gotta get some energy there, because what's happening is it's just you're stagnant and you gotta move. You gotta move physically. You gotta move. You know, this energy that you want to manifest, it has to have a channel. That's kind of what we talked about in the beginning of the show. The way you have things manifest is you become a conduit of energy instead of a holder of energy that doesn't go anywhere. When it comes to you, you don't receive it. You got to let it flow. And it's not flowing for you right now. You got to unblock stuff. I don't know if you need like a, you know, I'm just going to say like spiritual enema, you know, something. You got to release, dude. So you got to release. You got to open up. You got to get active. You got to really want this. You got to tell the universe that. You got to demonstrate it to yourself that you love yourself enough to take this risk and get with the program, because time's wasting. Every day you don't do these things is a day wasted. So don't let that continue. Okay?
Okay.
That makes sense?
I don't know if I'll have the, you know, the volition to get out of Sacramento over there back in
No. All that stuff you just said, erase it, throw it away. No doubts.
Please.
No this, no that. You can't energize that. Just by saying it, you're energizing it, my friend. You got to let go. What was that used to say? Stinking thinking. Can't have stinking thinking. You got to be positive. You got to say this is going to happen. Otherwise, I guarantee you will call us again in another month and go, hey, man, I'm still here in Sacramento. We don't want that. You don't either. But you got to be in charge of this. You have to say no to the stinking thinking and yes to the positive energy. And that's really the work. This manifestation you wanted this other place, it's ready to happen, but you have to link up to it with your own, you know, positive energy. You got to get out of that doldrum, man. And I feel for you because I've been there. But you have to be the one to make those choices, okay? Does that make sense? A positive stuff. Okay. We're watching you.
All right.
We sent the spirits to... check on you, so you better do what we say, or you're going to get a lump of coal in your stocking or something like that. I don't know.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Let us know how it goes. Be well, Nathaniel.
Okay.
Have a great holiday.
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care, my friend. Take care.
All right. We have entered the lightning round. We'll take one more caller. Dun, 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 dun. And give us your name, where you're calling from, and your question. All right, so here we go. We only have a couple minutes left. Hello,
amen.
Area code 602. Hello.
Yes, sir. How you doing? I've been listening to the show. I love what you guys are doing. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm calling from Sunny Mesa, Arizona. And, man, y'all on fire.
You like that?
Thank you.
Get that feeling. Now give us your full title. You're a pastor. Did I hear
pastor
that right?
Pastor Don Jr. CEO.
Pastor Don Jr. CEO. I love that. Nice. Do you have a crown on right now? Because you're the king, man. I can totally feel that king energy.
Well, I'm my father's son, and I've been around this industry for over 20 years. So I mean, I'm just loving
nice.
The radio. This is real radio.
Right? This is it. This is not AirSats. This is the real deal. You have found it. This is the mother load, brother.
Yeah.
You're on the main
yeah.
the main supply. Yeah.
Well, I called in.
Yeah.
I have a question. I've been working with 300 people for the last 5 years, and my question is it time to take them on tour? Because the world has been shut down from this coronavirus. Now that it's back open, we need to capitalize on opportunities that wasn't there prior to the world shutdown.
Totally. So where do you fit in?
Oh, I'm the organizer. I'm the conductor on this train.
Nice. I love that. Woo-woo.
I put all the pieces together to make the soup.
Perfect. I love that. So how do we fit in to help you make that happen? My friend.
No, I'm just saying, what do y'all see in my future? I mean, I've been pastoring for 20 years. I've been on over 1,000 radio stations. I have 300 winning team members, and they all got businesses. But I'm asking, what do y'all see coming in 2022? Not to mention I was born March 22nd. I mean, it's a line for me, but I just want to hear confirmation.
Ah, okay. So you're looking for affirmation about what your plans already are, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love the word affirmation. Not confirmation, affirmation.
That's right. It affirms. Confirms good, too, but affirms good. All right. I'll tell you what. Michael and I will give you like a 30-second hit for what's coming for you in 2020 because you're a lightning round participant and the show's already into overtime. So let's see if you can pick up what I'm putting down for you, brother. All right?
Yes, sir.
So like I said, you're the king and you're also the kingmaker. So that means that you get to make decisions about other people's very lives. And you hold that power pretty well. You're really pretty fair and even-handed. I think you really have a strong heart. You have a good heart, and you want people to succeed just like you do. So you're a power broker and a power player, but in a humble way. People don't always get that first impression from you, but once they see behind, you know, your regal robes, they really find out, you know, that you're an incredibly good-hearted, compassionate man, and that you can't buy that. So I think the best path for you that's going to bring you the most success and also help your tribe, let's say, your community be successful, is to let your heart be on your sleeve. Don't protect your heart. Make your decisions come from the heart. When they're important, always check in with your heart, and you're never going to go wrong with that. And when you make those heartfelt decisions, the universe is going to respond tenfold back in your corner. And you've already had that in your life, but I really, you know, you're the kind of person that needs to really make that front and center this year as an example to others. Sacrifice yourself, not in a bad way, but in a way that shows that you really care. And, you know, the universe is going to reward everyone around you in kind. So, you know, your mean for me is heart-centered, heart-focused, and take heart, take action. And you're going to have the best year ever. I'm not kidding. That's what I see as a possibility. What about you, Michael? What do you got for our king man here? Mr. Don June,
yeah.
CEO.
Hey, Don. Michael. So I see a couple things for you. One is, for some reason, I see you traveling, and it feels like it's for work. It feels like it's for whatever it is that you do. And so I keep seeing you traveling. However, Spirit is saying you need to be wise when you travel. Like, you know, just don't get out there and travel like a drunken sailor. Like, you really have to have your wits about you. You need to plan the travel before you leave. Like, this is not the wandering salesman, right? You're not going to pack up and just go. It feels like you need a plan before you leave. And, you know, wherever you're traveling to, make sure you get this whole itinerary all set out. And you need to take care of yourself and those that you're bringing with you, because it feels like I'm going to get like a caravan, I'm going to call it, because it feels like there's a few people in tow that will accompany you on these trips. Okay? And
I tell you the truth. I've lived in 30 out of 50 states, so you are very much aware of what's going on in my life. Very good.
Okay. The other thing is, in regards to the work that you're doing in your home base here in Arizona, you said, right? I think that's where you said you're from.
Yes, Mesa, Arizona.
Okay. You need to get more clear about what you're doing there. It feels kind of like you tapped into something. And
You just said it. I'm traveling away. I'm known with Mesa. I've been here for the last 3 years. It's not one for me.
Let me get this out. So the thing is, it feels kind of like, yes, you're going to travel, but what you're doing there in Mesa, there's something else happening. And it feels like these pieces are starting to come together. And it doesn't feel like it's so different from what you're going to take or bring with you outside and travel with. So the components there in Mesa, these pieces, it feels like it's people. It needs to be thought out more and planned out more. It needs to be, there needs, refinement needs to happen to this whole thing you're putting together, because what they want you to understand, it feels like what you're envisioning is not what Spirit's envisioning for you. What Spirit is envisioning for you can get even bigger than what you're thinking. So it needs more planning. Do you understand that?
Oh, man, yes, I do. And you're right on point, because
okay.
I've been working on this 365 days radio campaign for the last 5 years, and it's all coming about. So you're right. Thank
you. God bless you. And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year. And let us know what
happened.
Happy
New Year to you.
I'm really excited for you. Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Ed. Happy New Year to your whole staff, family, and the whole gang. Y'all are doing a good
thing. All right,
brother.
I'm going on mute.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Blessings. Thank you so much for calling. Keep in touch, my friend.
Yeah. Let us know. All right. Wow. That was
I guess it's that time again.
I know. Can you believe
it's the music. The Funhouse is closing for the holidays. Everybody out.
I know.
No more
Everybody rides. Needs to leave. Thank
Get
you.
Your last turkey leg and cotton candy.
Right.
Corn on the cob.
So
Christmas
I want to
cookie.
Thank everybody for. Want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in and being with us. I can't believe another year is going to go by. Be sure to like us here, follow us. We're also on major platforms on Amazon, Apple, Spotify, and Google. So the major platforms, you can download us there and bring us with you. And if people want to get in touch with you, Lawrence, how do they contact you?
541-344-7534, call or text. Email GivingTree, all one word, GivingTree@earthlink.net. Facebook is GivingTree Farm Herbs, and my website, GivingTreeFarm.com. Take it away, Mr. Espinoza.
You can reach me at my website, MichaelJEspinoza.com, or on Instagram, MJEspinoza.com. And again, thank you all for being, for following us and listening to our show and podcast. And I want to thank my lovely, lovely co-host, Mr. Laurence Birch, for being here along for the ride.
My adoring public.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank my lovely
exactly.
co-host, Psychic to the Stars, and caftan wearing, well, I was going to say queen, but then I got caught up in king because that guy was a king. So I don't. You're just royalty to me. What can I say? The tiara of success, captain, group captain. What other titles? Do you have? I don't even, you're admiral, right? Don't you have like an admiral uniform on right now? It's everything. Mr. Michael J.
Oh,
stop. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. The wolf man himself.
Well, sir, we have a show New Year's Eve next week, don't we?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's going to be an exciting show. So pop your champagne corks with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or whatever.
So just programming, did they already give you the subject?
You know, our program director is just so cagey at this time of year, and he wants it to be a big surprise for everybody. I think we're going to do predictions for 2020 and also a look back for 2021.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Right.
So it should be pretty damn exciting.
Love that.
Let's ring in the new year together.
All right. Okay. Let's do it.
All
right,
do it.
Everybody. So we thank you again, and we really appreciate you, all of you. Have a wonderful holiday, and blessings to all
Thanks.
Of you and your family and your loved ones. And stay safe.
And as
wear a mask.
And as always, thank you. Yeah, thank you to the spirits. Blessings to them. Without them, none of this would happen.
Yes. So. There you go. Thank you. Yes.
Gratitude, brother.
Thank you for, I know. Thank you for always thanking the guides and the spirits. I like that. I always forget to do that.
Yeah, well, thank you for thanking me for thanking them. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it's all right. We're manifesting. We're manifesting. Have fun, Michael.
Everybody, see you next week. Bye-bye.